On this day that we celebrate the light of Christ, I remember hearing about a documentary recently titled Light on Earth. And in that documentary, for a portion of it, they focused upon an ocean-going vessel that was some 100 miles off the coast of the Indian Ocean coastline. As they were traveling along with their cargo in the middle of the night, they saw something that looked like the ocean ahead of them was illuminating, almost as if it was on fire. They began to be fearful as their path was headed right toward the glowing field that was so large they couldn't get away from it. And as they traveled on, it seemed to be getting closer and closer, traveling toward them. It looked like a snow on top of the water, and we all know that wouldn't be possible. Soon they were engulfed with it all around them. They reported what they had experienced, and for several weeks, scientists and others tried to figure out, first, if they were crazy, second, if they were lying, but thirdly, what was causing this light to illuminate on the surface of the ocean. Even hundreds of miles, though, in space, they had seen the light glowing, and it stretched about the size of the state of Connecticut. They found out ultimately what it was. It was microscopic bacteria feeding on algae on the surface of the ocean. Now, let's let that soak in just a minute. Microscopic bacteria that had a capacity of illuminating. Microscopic, meaning they were so small in themselves that the human eye could not see them. But together, when they joined forces, when they illuminated with all of their capacity, there was a power far greater than themselves to bring light to the world around them. Friends, when we think of that story, I focus upon the words that are affirmed to us in our scripture today, as John shares with us this example of describing Christ to us. He says that Christ is light for all people. And we, dear church, as we hear those words about our Savior, the one we seek to follow and serve this world through His love, we are encouraged as people of Christ to be His light to the world around us, to gather like those bacteria when we find ourselves microscopic, so small in comparison to the world around us, but when we unite as the church, when we unite and focus on the love of Christ, we illuminate His light and hope in our world. As we say goodbye to 2020, as we focus now to 2021, we have indeed lived in a year of darkness. We continue to see trouble and peril and pandemic and disagreements all around us. And now, dear friends, the world needs our light more than ever. We need to unite as the church, to illuminate Christ's love, to conquer the darkness all around us. That's the hope that the church offers when we embody the light and love of our Savior. But you know, for me, it transpires that as I think of being Christ's light in the world, the question rises for me, how do we do it? How do we equip ourselves as followers of Christ to also be leaders for Christ in the world around us? How do we come to understand that we are the hope of the world and the darkness needs our light and love? Well, you know, I think of a story that I heard once of a person named Alexander Papadopoulos. I want to make sure I get that pronunciation correct. That's a hard word to pronounce for a boy from Faulkner. Now, you Ripley people could pronounce that very easily, but Papadopoulos? That's not a unique word. He didn't raise up in Tipplersville, did he? But Alexander lived on the island of Crete, and he was a philosopher, an educator, but also a leader of people of different cultures and from different countries. You see, Papadopoulos grew up in World War II times as a small child on the island of Crete. And now his ministry that takes place on the land that's owned by an Orthodox monastery, it's a center where people from Germany and the Cretan lands get together, and they started working for reconciliation between the two nations immediately after war. Those who'd once hated each other, fought against each other to the death, he led this ministry where they could work for peace and unity as people of faith and be light in our world. Once when Papadopoulos was giving a lecture about his ministry, he was asked by a person, what is it that drove him to start this ministry, to embrace this mission as his life's work? He shared that when he was a small child, he had an experience that he saw a motorcycle crash, one of the German motorcycles crash. The motorcycle was damaged, and lying on the ground was the mirror from the motorcycle that had been broken into several pieces. He said, I took those pieces and I tried to put it back together to restore it to what it once had been, and I couldn't do it. But instead, what I did, I took the biggest piece and I rubbed that piece of mirror against a rock, and eventually I was able to take off all the sharp edges, and I formed it into a round mirror. And that time he pulled out his wallet, and he pulled from his wallet a mirror, the mirror, about the size of a quarter, that he had transformed into a toy that he played with as a child. He said, as a young person, I would take that mirror and I would shine light into dark places, into crevices, cracks, holes in the concrete where I lived, or maybe down an alleyway. And he said, over time, as I grew, I started understanding that that mirror was more than a simple toy for me as a child, but no, that mirror became a symbol for my life's work. He said, I started understanding that I, like that mirror, had been broken. In my incompleteness, in my sinfulness, I had sharp edges, unworthy of anything. And God came to me, smoothed out my rough places, transformed me as an object to share his light where there was darkness around. He said, that's when I understood my life work was to be like that mirror, to emanate Christ's light and love just as I had received it with all the world around me. Friends, that's our call. That's our need to embrace 2021 with a renewed commitment to be Christ's light in our world, just as we've received it in grace, to give it in grace. Isn't that beautiful? That as John said in our text today, he spoke of God's grace, and he ended it in our text by saying, we all have received grace upon grace, meaning grace without end. Grace is that gift of God's love that we can't earn and we don't deserve. God has come to us in his light and love and equipped us to be light to the world around us. So friends, as we hear that call by John to be light, maybe the question raises for you today is, Jody, how can I let my light shine brighter? How can I be more well equipped as a follower of Christ to be a leader for him in our world? I want to give you just a few nuggets today that have been helpful for me in my journey. And I say this to you today, not giving you preacher talk or so much a sermon as it is a story of a fellow believer who's tried it alone, tried to lead my life without God in control, and found that my most joy, my most light, my most happiness in life was found by embracing and renewing my commitment to be a better emblem of Christ's light in the world. So how do I do it? These are some things that have been helpful to me. I hope and pray that they are for you. If there is room for more joy in your life, as you seek to live out Christ's light more abundantly in the world around us, I encourage you in 2021 to embrace a new commitment to spiritual disciplines. What do I mean by that? You know, many of us, when we start a new year's, we take on those New Year's resolutions. We want to start a new fitness routine, right? Or we want to eat better, walk more, exercise more, maybe read more. Well, you know, many of us that exercise, we think, I need to spend 30 minutes a day, right? Either cardio or lifting weights. Well, friends, if we understand and appreciate that need to strengthen our physical muscles, our physical exercises and disciplines, then what if we made that same commitment to strengthen our spiritual muscles in 2021, those spiritual disciplines? And I'm going to give you a break. Starting off, if you don't have a spiritual discipline routine right now, don't start off with 30 minutes where it's overwhelming. Maybe start with a goal to spend 15 minutes a day. Do you know one thing I do each year? I begin the scriptures again. I have a Old Testament and New Testament reading each day for about 5 minutes. And if you'll follow that, you can read the entire Bible in 1 year. It's easy now. You can get your iPhone and get on Bible Gateway, and they'll even send you the scriptures each day through email. So one way to strengthen your spiritual muscles to be more of a light of Christ in 2021 is to spend 5 minutes or so a day in God's Word. Then spend another 5 minutes in prayer every day. You know, when I think of a good spiritual discipline that helps me in prayer, I often pray the Acts Prayer, ACTS, like the book of the Bible. It's a reminder to me of the things that I need to pray for personally that help me on my journey. The A of the Acts Prayer is the prayer of adoration. That's a prayer of praise to God, glorifying God. The C of the Acts Prayer is a prayer of confession, realizing my brokenness, my sinfulness, my need of a Savior. The T of the Acts Prayer is the prayer of thanksgiving, where I give thanks for specific gifts that God has graced me with daily. And then finally, the S of the Acts Prayer is the prayer of supplication, where we ask God in supplication to simply supply our needs or the needs of those around us. Sometimes those are called intercessory prayer. So friends, if you'll embody those daily prayer commitments along with Scripture, maybe pick up a devotion too. Spend 15 minutes in prayer, in Bible study, in devotion reading, you will find yourself strengthened to deal with this world and be light in darkness. You know, I share that for me, I need a lot more than 15 minutes. Mine's more like 30 minutes to an hour a day. I don't say that to share with y'all. I'm some kind of spiritual giant today, right? And I'm fully committed. That's why I do it. I share my need for spiritual discipline that much because that's how weak I am. That's how much I need God's grace to strengthen me daily. That's how I'd be an angry bear to live with for Manya and the boys and Connor and Pop and Shishi and everybody I love and that loves me if I didn't daily have Christ's light pouring into me at least that 30 minutes to an hour to strengthen me daily. So friends, I invite you to do that. Another one that I'd shared with some of y'all before, begin a gratitude journal. I know we preached on this a few months ago, but this is a good time to do it. Start off 2021 writing down 3 things every day as you think of gifts of God's love to you daily. You know, if you do that, just a few things every day, at the end of the year, you'll have a journal of 1,000 gifts that God gives you. For me, I simply do it on my iPhone. I use it on the notes. I have 1,000 gifts. Write down a few things. Friends, that will transform your joy in your life as you practice. What you're doing there is practicing daily worship. Isn't that needed more than ever now in this time of pandemic separation where we can't worship together as much as we would like? The importance of worshiping together on our own and in community. Finally, God gives us one more message this day in our scripture. Our text tells us, as we're equipped to be light for Christ, that the most important way we become light of Christ not only is strengthening our spiritual muscles and our commitment, but it's the realization that we are those who've been gifted by God's grace. Our text tells us today that God came to this world and claimed us as children, that God looked upon us in our brokenness and adopted us as a part of the heavenly family. You know, when I think of that becoming part of the heavenly family, I remember to our dog Cody, who became part of our family when Manya and I just moved into our home in Faulkner. We were a young couple, didn't have any money, trying to get situated, both working. And one of our neighbors, my cousin Lindsay, introduced this new little mangy dog to us, puppy, that come walking up to our house. He looked pitiful. He had his old shoulders slumped. He was malnourished. Did y'all know a dog could slump their shoulders? He had his shoulders slumped and head down. He looked pitiful. And the last thing we needed was to have to spend that money on vet bills, feed this dog, didn't know if he was even going to live, waste the time of having to nurture him when we needed to be pouring into our marriage. But you know what happened? Over time, a short time, he became part of us, and we became part of him. He became our family. We got him a collar. We got that collar engraved with a tag that said Cody, because it rhymed with Jody. And we started feeding him, and we got his shots, and he got to where his shoulders wasn't slumped anymore. He lifted those shoulders and his head high, and he became part of our family because he was transformed through our love. You see, friends, God came to us in a far greater way. He poured his light and love to all people, our scripture says today, so that any who believe in him can become part of the heavenly family, where we were in our manginess like a stray dog, when we were unworthy and simply isolated from a loving relationship. God came to us and claimed us as his own forever. So as we begin 2020, may we let our light and love shine so that this world will know that darkness cannot overcome the love of our Lord. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we can close today by celebrating your love. We pray your blessing upon family and friends, your church. We lift up our nation. We lift up those who lead us and those that we're called to lead. We pray for the sick and the hurting and the hopeless. We pray for friends and family. We ask now, God, that each of our heart's desires today, when they can be in accordance with your will, we open the floodgates of heaven, pour forth miracles of grace, healing and wholeness to those we love and those that love us. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.